The enemy is working, stopping all he can stop in their pursuit of me. But those who are enduring, I am continually strengthening and equipping. My spirit is escorting you into an aloofness of spirit, a central place with me, a place of peace where the pull and tug of emotions and the din of external things do not move your focus from me. This aloofness is of my spirit. It is a detachment from influences that are not focused on heavenly things. This aloofness, being very centrally focused on me, finds its fortification in our intimacy. It is a place in my love that your endurance is receiving. Many in the church continually remind themselves of who they are in me, and this pleases me. For this is the walk of one who hungers to live by the mind of Christ. It is progression into truths being found through fellowship with me. But there is an aloofness of my spirit that comes by degrees as you are being transformed, where influences are less and less external and more from my spirit as you live by your spirit life in me. The aloofness you are receiving is a strength, a peace, a place where decisions are made and discernment flows more easily. It is greater degrees of living as my kings and priests. It is increasing intimacy and confidence in love, the one you are pursuing continually. Through a remnant, I am bringing myself to the forefront through a people more and more detached from the world and its thinking. Even as the enemy divides, even as the world darkens, bonds are forming and alliances are being strengthened among those dedicating themselves to me. Many will be the signs and wonders that shall be seen, but the signs and wonders will not be tested in the same way that the enemy tests the love, the unity that he sees. For to walk in unfeigned love is to walk in the very essence of life in union with me. This is the heart of what I seek. My love will abound through my worldwide army, and the difference will be notable the way my army stays united in me. Will all in my army stay bonded together? Will all stay yielded to the more excellent way in me? Those who stay in the arms of my fellowship, those who abide in my word and my spirit speaking, and hold to these things, they will stay in consecration to me. Through a remnant banded together, I will be seen. I am the one you are espoused to. You are my bride, my helpmeet that my Father has given to co-labor with me. I have been equipping you, my beloved, with the understanding of the pursuit, the press into me. Your equipping, your understanding of our fellowship, is far surpassing your beginnings with me. The commitment being learned, the dedication and consecration, and the understanding of these things has greatly increased and is increasing. And I, as your bridegroom, your beloved, am faithfully providing all you need through the grace your faith accesses in fellowship with me. You are my army, my beloved warriors of intimacy. You are the bride from my side, from within me, whom my Father has given to me. The understanding of my care and passion for you are being greatly increased, as is the confidence you have in me. You are my bride, my helpmeet, given of my Father to co-labor with me. My love for you is unending, and my pleasure in you exceed your understanding. I am love, and I am pouring into those who are consecrating themselves to me. By my Spirit, I am faithfully connecting understandings together, even as I give glimpses into what I am preparing for you to see in me. Let no man tell you it is too much the time you dedicate to me, for I am pouring out bountifully even as I prepare you for new discoveries in me. I am love, and I am your equipper, and my revelations are unfolding continually. The fountains from my love, my presence, and my truth are flowing in the places of our intimacy. These are the fountains of your strength. Continually come and drink from them with me.